Good afternoon, everyone. This is quite literally a rain check. One hotel in Singapore is offering a voucher for a one-night stay to guests whose planned activities get rained out. We'll explain. In the headlines on the update this Tuesday, this might be a case taken out of TV. A man was convicted for killing and dismembering a woman after fraudulently taking out a life insurance policy in her name. We'll have the latest details. Mournful fans of Flocko the Owl, they gathered in the city to say goodbye to the beloved celebrity creature, who became an inspiration and joy to many as he flew around Manhattan after he was let out of his zoo enclosure. The Devils have been having a rough time of it lately, and the latest sign of the rough time is firing their coach, Lindsey Ruff, and named assistant Travis Green as the interim replacement for the rest of this season. And the former president says that the Supreme Court opinion unanimously restoring him to the 2024 presidential primary ballots is a big win for America. It all comes as voters in 15 states are set to decide who they like the most as a Republican candidate. This is the update on Super Tuesday, Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. Every city has a story, and in New York City, there just happens to be a lot of them. From the Tommy Lynn stage, this is the update with Brandon Julian. A three-time winner of the Kingsborough Community College Gold Student Service Award. It's everything that you need to know, because anything can happen in New York. Greetings and salutations to you all, folks, every last one of you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the update on Tuesday. A Tuesday that definitely has that northwest feel out there. It's rainy and it's dreary. And get used to me saying that over the next couple of days, because we have multiple rounds of rain coming across the area over the next several days. But at least it will be warm. That's about all I can really say about that. There is, well, a little light in between all this. Friday looks like it's the only good day before more rain comes in over the weekend. So isn't that just great? Oh, we also forgot, on Sunday we will end daylight saving time and we will spring forward. So I'll be reminding you throughout this week for you to set your clock forward 1 hour before you go to bed on Saturday night. I'm Brandon Julian, of course, folks. We appreciate you so much for being here, wherever you may be, and however, of course, personally, that you may be listening to us. Lots of news, of course, to catch you up on. We are going to begin this Tuesday's proceedings with a man who was convicted yesterday for killing and dismembering a woman after fraudulently taking out a life insurance policy in her name. Federal prosecutors said yesterday that the man then tried to collect the cash. Corey Martin watched crime shows, including Dexter and The First 48, for tips on how to get away with killing the woman. A co-conspirator testified throughout the two-week federal court trial in Brooklyn that Brandi Odom was a sex worker that Martin had managed. Lawyers for Martin did immediately respond to an email seeking comment. Prosecutors say that Martin and another woman fraudulently obtained two life insurance policies in Odom's name the year before he killed her in April of 2018. On to some of the other news of this Tuesday. And for this next story, we're going to go out to the American West in Phoenix, Arizona. Because the manslaughter here in New York and the fatal bludgeoning of a woman at a hotel last month said in a courtroom in Arizona that he would not waive extradition while he's prosecuted for the two subsequent stabbing attacks on women in that area in Phoenix. Rod Al-Mansouri is being held without bond in Phoenix on charges of attempted murder and other counts associated with the stabbings of two women that occurred after he traveled to Arizona from New York. Bond in the separate flight from justice case is $5 million. This case is also sparking a feud between the Republican Maricopa County DA and the Manhattan District Attorney. The former president's lawyers are warning that a gag order that's been sought by prosecutors ahead of his trial of the hush money criminal case on the 25th would amount to unconstitutional and unlawful prior restraint on the former president's free speech rights. Trump's lawyers urged Judge Juan Manuel Merchan yesterday to reject the request. Prosecutors say that it was prompted by Trump's, quote, long history of making public and inflammatory remarks about people in his legal cases, and a spike in threats tied to his rhetoric. They sought last week to bar Trump from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others involved in this case. Trump's lawyers say that such an order would hinder his ability to, quote, respond to public attacks. Speaking of the former president, his former chief financial officer of his company has now pleaded guilty here in New York to lying under oath during his testimony in the ex-president's civil fraud case. Alan Weisselberg will not have to testify at Trump's hush money criminal trial as part of his plea yesterday. The 76-year-old will be sentenced to 5 months in jail in his second stint behind bars after an unrelated tax fraud case. His plea to perjury is further evidence that he's willing to again spend a chunk of his golden years in jail rather than testify truthfully or flip on his old boss. Over at Belmont Park, the renovations there are expected to pave the way for the racetrack to host the Belmont Stakes in June of 2026. Governor Hochul unveiled a construction timeline yesterday that includes the $455 million project being completed by the fall of that year. That would allow the Breeders' Cup to return to the remade New York track as soon as 2026, if not long after that. Breeders' Cup officials, in a letter to the New York Racing Association, expressed support for the project even while not committing to a year in which to hold the event at Belmont Park. Mournful fans of Flocko the Owl, they gathered in the city over the weekend to say goodbye to the beloved celebrity figure who became an inspiration and a joy to many as he flew around Manhattan, of course, after he was let out of his zoo enclosure. Excuse me. A memorial was held Sunday afternoon in Central Park at what organizers called Flocko's favorite oak tree. Flocko was found dead on the Upper West Side on the 23rd after apparently hitting a building. His death was a heartbreaking end for the birders who documented his daily movements and the legions of admirers who followed along. After weeks of many back and forthing, JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are ending their proposed nearly $4 billion merger after a federal judge blocked the deal, ruling that it would hurt competition. JetBlue said yesterday that even though both companies still believe in the benefits of a combination, they felt they were unlikely to meet the required closing conditions before a deadline of July 24th. The airlines say they are mutually agreeing that terminating the deal is the best decision for both. A merger would have eliminated Spirit, the nation's biggest discount airline. The Justice Department sued to block the deal, and they also won in court. A federal judge has now rejected Senator Bob Menendez's claims that the search warrants leading to corruption charges and the discovery of gold bars and cash at his New Jersey home were unconstitutional. Judge Sidney Stein ruled yesterday that multiple warrants used to conduct 2022 searches of the Democrats' email accounts and his home were properly sought and carried out. The senator's lawyers claimed that warrants were, quote, riddled with material misrepresentation and omissions to deceive the authorizing magistrate judge. But Stein says any omissions were not intentional or material, and a hearing is not necessary to explore the claims any further. Meanwhile, the city of New York, they've nearly resolved a massive backlog in government and government food and cash assistance benefits that prompted local groups to take legal action last year. The trouble reached a peak last summer with more than 50,000 pending applications for benefits. Mayor Adams said yesterday that 97% and 90% of the applications for benefits, commonly referred to as welfare and food stamps, have now been resolved. The mayor says that leaves around 400 applications for food assistance and roughly 1,150 for cash assistance. The delays they had prompted the Legal Aid Society and other groups to file a contempt of court motion in December. In other news, a severely wounded 4-year-old boy from Gaza has now come to the U.S. for medical care and a prosthetic arm after an Israeli airstrike killed his family. Omar Abu Kwaki's surviving relatives and a chain of strangers have made courageous and loving sacrifices to help the traumatized child get aid. Two U.S.-based charities facilitated his exit from Gaza and his treatment, and he'll come back each year for a new prosthetic as his body grows. Yet no one knows what future awaits Omar. For the aunt who accompanied him to America, it was a painful choice, leaving her own family behind in Gaza. She knows she might never see them again, and feels that she has no home to return to. And finally, at the flagship store of Saks Fifth Avenue, at their return area, shoppers, they now see a camera and signage highlighting the enhanced video surveillance and a new policy. Customers must now show a photo ID. The company is also looking at ways to better scrutinize packages sent back to the warehouse. Saks's increased measures to be rolled out at all 39 stores in some form are the latest moves that a growing number of retailers, including Macy's, are undertaking to combat a rise of return fraud, particularly online, seen in the past 2 years. Other measures include mandating receipts and charging return fees. It's a problem worth $101 billion, or nearly 14% of all returns, according to the National Retail Federation. Time for us to step aside momentarily. When we return on the update this Super Tuesday, we have a few important messages to tell you from the MTA. Gonna talk some sports and how the Devils, they fired their coach Lindsey Ruff in the midst of their struggles and have named their assistant Travis Green as the interim coach for the remainder of the year. We're going to talk together, of course, the latest national news. 15 states, they go to the polls to decide who they like the most as a Republican presidential candidate. And the former president says that the Supreme Court opinion that unanimously restored him to the presidential primary ballots is a big win for all of America. And at the end of the broadcast today, it's literally, quite literally, a rain check. There's a hotel that's offering a voucher for a one-night stay to guests whose planned activities get rained out. But there is a catch that you need to pay attention to. Gonna talk about this and a lot more too, of course, folks, when the update Brandon Julian returns in just a moment. Brandon Julian. Honestly, people, I would do anything for my wife, Tommy, but I know I'm not the best romantic person out there. There are more people that are more romantic than I am. Did you know, folks, that a long, long time ago, Prince Edward abdicated his right to the English throne to the woman he loved? Isn't that unbelievable? He had to choose between the woman he loved or being King of England. And that idiot chose the girl. Now, I'm sure, folks, that it was the right moment at that exact moment in time, and I'm happily in a relationship with my wife. But even in the best of moments, each person in a relationship has had a time where they thought, I've made an enormous mistake. But you know what, folks? I bet you never thought I could have been King of England. This is the update with Brandon Julian. Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council. Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Brandon Julian. You know, when my partner and I got together all those years ago, she told me that she was going to be the best girlfriend partner that I was ever going to have. Now, nearly 6 years later, I continue to remind myself every day that she was right. It really doesn't get any better than her. This is the update with Brandon Julia, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies, it's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Through the first half of 2024, F trains will run on the E line at all times in both directions between Rockefeller Center and Jackson Heights Roosevelt Avenue because of track replacement along the 63rd Street line. On weekdays, M trains will not run between Rockefeller Center and Forest Hill 71st Avenue. Trains will run between 57th Street on the F line and Metropolitan Avenue. A special F shuttle train will run every 20 minutes between Lexington Avenue, 63rd Street, and 21st Street, Queensbridge, stopping at Roosevelt Island. The shuttle train will not run overnight. Free shuttle buses will run between 21st Street, Queensbridge, and Queens Plaza on days and evenings, and between Roosevelt Island, 21st Street, Queensbridge, and Queens Plaza overnight. Through early 2024, Manhattan-bound 7 trains are skipping 111th Street and 82nd Street, Jackson Heights, because of station improvements. For nearby service, use a Flushing-bound 7 train or use the Q32 or Q48 buses on days and evenings along Roosevelt Avenue. Through the summer of 2024, Manhattan-bound J and Z trains are skipping 75th Street, Eldridge Lane, and Woodhaven Boulevard because of station improvements. For nearby service, use the Q56 bus making stops along Jamaica Avenue. The New York City Police Department would like to remind you to keep your belongings in sight and to stay aware of your surroundings. If you see something suspicious in the station or on the train, tell a police officer or an MTA employee. MTA crews are here to help us get around. Let's treat them with respect. Assaulting a New York City Transit employee is a felony, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. The fare on local, limited, and select bus service is $2.90, with the exception of the BX18A, BX18B, B60, M116, Q4, Q4 Limited, S46, and S96 Limited, until March 30th. Transfers on all other lines must be requested upon payment of the cash fare. For the S79 Select Bus Service, pay your fare on board the bus. For all other Select Bus Service routes, pay at the kiosk outside and hold your ticket for the duration of your trip. The fare on express buses is $7. Coins are not accepted as a payment on express buses.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
So it's no secret that the New Jersey Devils, they have been struggling severely as of late, the latest example being their blowout loss to the Kings over the weekend. And enough was finally enough, as they've now fired their coach, Lindsey Ruff, and named assistant Travis Green the interim replacement for the rest of the season. GM Tom Fitzgerald made the surprising move with just over 20 games left to play in the regular season. The Devils have lost 5 of their last 7 to fall further out of playoff contention. Ruff was in his 4th season with the club, and the Devils, they reached the second round of the playoffs last year. Green is in his first year with the team as an associate coach on Ruff's staff. He had spent parts of 5 seasons as the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. Nearby, across the river at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, Ryan Lomberg, he scored the go-ahead goal early in the third. I should preface this by saying that Rangers and the Florida Panthers, a matchup of first-place teams. There we go. There's your preference. Ryan Lomberg, he scored the go-ahead goal early in the third. Sam Reinhart scored twice, and the Panthers beat the Rangers 4-2. Anton Lundell also scored. Alexander Barkarov and Gustav Forsling each had 2 assists, as the Panthers won their 5th straight and 11 in their last 12. Florida, they lead the NHL in wins with 42 and points with 88. Sergei Bobrovsky made 26 saves to improve to 31-11-2 this season, including 15-6-1 on the road. Will Coyle and Chris Kreider scored for the Rangers, who lead the Metropolitan Division. They've lost for the third time in 4 games after a 10-game winning streak. The Rangers also had their 6-game home winning streak snapped. Igor Shesterkin, he finished with 25 saves. And from the ice, let's go over to the hardwood. Luke Kennard scored a season-high 25, and the Grizzlies snapped a 5-game losing streak by beating the Nets 106-102. Jake LaVaria added 14 with 10 boards for the Grizzlies, who out-rebounded the Nets 51-33 and piled up 25 second-chance points to make up for all the offense they're missing currently because of injuries. Lamar Stevens chipped in 13 points. The Nets had won 111-86 in Memphis back on the 26th in February, allowing their fewest points of the year for their first win under interim coach Kevin Ollie. They weren't quite as good defensively and were much worse offensively, adding to their woes with a dismal 17-for-30, that's a little over 56%, shooting on free throws. The Supreme Court had some news about the former president being on the presidential primary ballots, with today being Super Tuesday. Texas, their plans to arrest migrants, is now headed to the Supreme Court of the land. And Taylor Swift's boyfriend has been shaking it off all the way to a new level. Going to talk about this and more, folks, because national news, it's next for us around here, of course, when the update, Brain and Julian, continues. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we do have to inform you about the following. Where has the time gone? I really hope that I didn't write that line. Did I write that line? Well, maybe I actually did. We're now celebrating 7 years of this program. 7 long news-filled years. My producers, who look for any excuse to hold a celebration, are having one every weekend as we go into the update archives to play you an episode from throughout the many years of this program. And then on the weekends, also once a month, we'll play an episode from my list of personal favorites throughout the many years of this program, as I explain to you why that particular episode is one of my favorites. So every weekend, dig into the update archives with us to remember where you were when this particular episode aired. And then once a month, the list of my favorite episodes as well. Keep listening on the weekends because it'll be a party that you will never forget. Unless, of course, you can't actually remember it from, well, you know, the night before. You know, as I was growing up, my mother told me to always wipe my feet on the mat before I go into the studio. Well, Mom, this one's for you. There's a lot more show to stick around and listen to as the update of Brandon and Julian. We'll be right back after these messages. Brandon Julian. You know, folks, of all of the podcasters and the news anchors in the city of New York, I just so happen to be one of them. I just think I'm a little bit different than the rest. This is the update with Brandon Julian, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey. As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From New York, home of your NCAA men's champion UConn Huskies, this is the Update with Brandon Julian, available wherever you're listening to podcasts. Welcome back to the Update, Brandon Julian, on a Tuesday, not just any Tuesday, Super Tuesday in the good old US of A. Thank you so much, of course, folks, for still being here with us. Of course, Super Tuesday, it's the day that 15 states across this country, they go to the polls to decide who they like the most as a presidential candidate between Nikki Haley and the former president, Donald Trump. And speaking of the former president, it's a good time now to talk together, of course, the latest national news. And we're going to begin in Washington, where the former president says that the Supreme Court opinion unanimously restoring him to the presidential primary ballots is a big win for America. The court yesterday rejected state attempts to hold the Republican former president accountable for the insurrection at the Capitol. The justices ruled a day before today, Super Tuesday, in the primaries, that states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. The court wrote in an unsigned opinion that power ultimately resides with Congress. The court's move ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballot because of his attempts to undo his loss in the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Sticking with Decision 2024, we're going to go up north to Bismarck in North Dakota, where Donald Trump, he won the North Dakota presidential caucuses as party members gathered at a dozen sites throughout the state. Trump finished first in voting done last night at 12 caucus sites ahead of Nikki Haley. Under North Dakota's rules, candidates are eligible to win delegates if they finish with at least 20% of the vote. However, a candidate who wins with at least 60% of the vote receives all the delegates. Haley's only win so far came in the District of Columbia, of course, back on Sunday. Down in the heart of Texas, in Austin, Texas, the state's plans there to arrest migrants who enter this country illegally and order them to leave the country is now headed to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, in a legal showdown over the federal government's authority on immigration, over immigration. Justice Samuel Alito yesterday issued an order that puts the new Texas law on hold for at least a week while the High Court considers what opponents have called the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago. The law had been set to take effect on Saturday under decision from an appeals court. Alito's order pushed that date back until at least March 13th. out in the American West we go now to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where the movie ammunition supplier has testified at trial that he provided only inert dummy rounds without gunpowder to the Western movie Rust, where, of course, Alec Baldwin fatally shot the cinematographer Hylena Hutchins during a 2021 rehearsal. Albuquerque-based movie firearms and ammunition supplier Seth Kenny said yesterday that he was also handling live rounds from another video production at his Albuquerque storage office, but kept those rounds in a box in a bathroom. The involuntary manslaughter trial of movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed hinges, of course, on whether she unwittingly brought live rounds onto the film set. She, of course, has pleaded not guilty. Baldwin is fighting an involuntary manslaughter charge and faces a trial date in July. In Missouri, a Girl Scout troop that made bracelets to raise funds for children in Gaza was ordered to stop and even threatened with legal action by regional scout leaders. Girl Scouts of the USA said that its Eastern Missouri chapter was only following fundraising rules, but that it is, quote, disappointed and disheartened by the tone of its communication with the troop in St. Louis. That statement provoked outrage and ridicule from the girls' supporters and advocates for people trapped in the Palestinian territory by the latest humanitarian crisis. The leader of Troop 149 says that she is quitting scouting. Meanwhile, the bracelet sales, they have raised more than $10,000. And finally, we're going to go over to Cleveland, where Taylor Swift's boyfriend has been shaking it off, truly, to another level. Travis Kelce, of course, the Chiefs tight end who began dating the pop music superstar during this past season, will be honored later tonight, actually, with a bobblehead giveaway when the Cavaliers host the Celtics. The collectible is a tiny version of Kelce and his older brother Jason, who just recently retired from the Philadelphia Eagles. The brothers are Cleveland natives and have long supported their hometown Cavs, who in turn are paying tribute to the local football stars. The miniature Kelces are decked out in blue Cavs jerseys, Travis in his familiar number 87, and Jason in his number 62. This, folks, is quite literally a rain check. There's one hotel that's offering a voucher for a one-night stay to guests whose planned activities get rained out. But, like most things in life, there is a catch. Gonna talk about this, folks, because your honorable mention is next when the Update Brandon Julian returns in just a moment.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's news for New Yorkers who never stop moving. This is the Update with Brandon Julian, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, Welcome back to the Update, Brandon Julian, on a Tuesday, everyone. Not just any Tuesday, it's Super Tuesday across this good old U.S. of A. Thank you so much, of course, folks, for still being here with us. You know, folks, there's just enough time left today, of course, for your honorable mention. This, folks, is quite literally a rain check. Overseas, the Intercontinental Singapore is offering a voucher for a one-night stay to guests whose planned activities get rained out. It's a lot like being in a hotel, almost. I've been in plenty of hotels throughout my, you know, throughout my time, especially when I was in D.C. a number of years ago. Hotels are really fine for that first night, but then after a certain period of time, you're just like, this place is a dump. You know, as Jim Gaffigan once said, I really like the places that, the hotels that have stationery, because what I really want to do is, you know, is just write a letter, you know. Like, my dearest Gwendolyn, I arrived by nightfall at the embassy suites. It is a fortnight after I return that this letter shall arrive. Allow me to explain the curious charge in the ledger. It is because I missed you so dearly, dear, that I accidentally ordered Sorority Sister 7. It didn't happen at the hotel I was at, but I mean, there are stories out there about hotels. They really push that, that sexual stuff of porn on you. It's like, after hours. It's 9 a.m. I'm on my way to a business meeting. After hours, I'm going to my grandma's memorial. After hours. Well, maybe after the memorial. I also, with hotels, it becomes a point like during our stay, we're like, all right, what can I take from here? It's time for me to make some money back. Hey, looks like I get enough shampoo to last maybe a day. the Intercontinental Singapore. The hotel's GM, Andreas Kramer, told CNN, quote, I was chatting with a group of friends about what's next in luxury travel, and one of them jokingly commented that being able to guarantee good weather would be the next level of ultimate luxury travel. Like life, though, death and taxes, there are some caveats to the Intercontinental's rain-resist bliss insurance package. Number one, it's only available to people staying in suites. Prices range, according to CNN, from $633 a night for junior suites to upwards of nearly $3,400 for the presidential suite. And the rain must, quote, exceed 120 cumulative minutes within any four-hour block of time during daylight hours between 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the voucher must be spent at the Intercontinental Singapore within a week. Now, there's no shortage of rain, apparently, over in Singapore, because it rains an average of 171 days of the year, with northeast monsoon season running from December into early March, and the southwest monsoon season spanning from June to September. Kramer told the Australian site 9 Travel, quote, Southeast Asia is renowned for surprise showers, but there's no need to let that put a dampener on your plans. And to make sure, we're giving guests an extra special booking option to provide extra assurance that they'll leave with a smile on their face, no matter what the weather has in store. He told CNN that he likes visiting the Asian Civilizations Museum. Good Lord. Touring Tiger Brewery and shopping at the Japanese bookstore Kinokuniya when it rains. Personalized experiences that cater to guest experiences is one of the ways that hotels have been trying to attract guests in recent years. In-room technology and fitness offerings such as Peloton bikes and yoga mats, as well as a variety of pillow choices, are among the top hotel trends for 2024. That hotel luxury life, and I believe I'm going to get another taste of it soon, because my wife's birthday is coming up, which is, I got to keep a track of how often I mention her on this program during her birthday month. So yeah, I'm going to, we're going to spend some time together, some much needed time together. It's been desperately needed with, my current job and everything. luxury. I'm going to let you guys ponder on this, as we say in the words of Walter Cronkite, that's the way it is. Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. That is the update on this Tuesday. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you being here with us. Year number one back in 2017, Halloween time. One of my favorite episodes, and I'll explain to you the reason why, is part of my favorite episode series. The next episode drops on the 16th. That's about next Saturday, wherever, of course, you listen to this podcast. So, until you can't see anything out the window because of all the fog and all that. In the words, of course, of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hopefully that your news, folks, it will be good news. I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck, be safe, and most importantly, folks, please be well. And in the words of Billy Ray Cyrus, ooh-wee, I'm coming home, pretty mama. The rain, it continues. It's going to be not bad early, but then it's going to pick up and get heavier late. That's why there's a flood watch in effect for tomorrow, actually, as the monsoon rain season in our neck of the woods, at least for this week, it continues. Let's talk about that and a lot more too, of course, folks, when I see all of you right back here tomorrow. See you then.